Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We're going to continue on in a message I began yesterday. Which way will you choose? Beloved, one of the most precious gifts God has given mankind is the power of choice. We choose the decisions in our lives. Sometimes the things that are occurring in our lives are not the result of our own choices. But where we have relative freedom, much of what we experience is the result of the things we choose. Remember that, you know, choose you this day whom you will serve, if you will serve the Lord, good. I mean, when we hear the message of the gospel, we have a choice. We can either reject it or we can accept it. And sometimes God in His mercy will, even though the heart was hardened and not open, He repeatedly comes to knock on the door, if you will, of our hearts. And He gives us the freedom to choose. God does not force anyone. That is not the way of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't send anyone to hell. We make that choice because He could not have done any more for us than to send Jesus to be our substitute, the perfect Passover lamb that was sacrificed for us for the forgiveness of sin. And because of what He did, the justice and judgment of God was satisfied that we could be restored to fellowship with God. It was what was promised to Adam and Eve after they fell. The word of the Lord to them was that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. But we were looking at an example in the Old Testament of King Uzziah, who was marvelously helped till he was strong. And let me just, in case some of you didn't hear the broadcast, let me just review those few passages. It says in verse 16 of chapter 26, 2 Chronicles, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. In other words, he recognized the Lord. He honored the Lord. He had not turned away from God, but he had great prosperity. He had many accomplishments and achievements. He was a man of reputation. His name had preceded him. The nations of the world surrounding knew how prosperous, how blessed he was because God was with him. And because of how God had dealt with him, because of the blessings in his life. And we have to be careful we do not fall in that same pattern. It says, he transgressed against the Lord. He went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And what happened? Azariah the priest and fourscore of the priests went in, and they withstood him. They rebuked him. And they said, it appertaineth not unto thee. In other words, what are you doing, Uzziah? You should not be in here. Uzziah had planned to burn incense unto the Lord. This privilege was given explicitly to the priests, the sons of Aaron. They were consecrated for that task. And they said, go get out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. And what happened? Uzziah was very angry. That is, you know, the sign of a proud spirit. It's like, who do you think you are? I'm the king here. He had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priests, what happened? It says in verse 19 that he became a leper. The leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests, and the chief priests, all the other priests, looked at him. He'd become a leprous in his forehead and throughout his body, obviously. They thrust him out from thence. Of course, he didn't need their encouragement. He was afraid. He was chastised, and he left on his own accord, if you will. And verse 21 says, that Uzziah the king was a leper until the day of his death and dwelt in a several house. In other words, he was by himself being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. And he passed away. And that was the lesson that is given to us in the Old Testament. Now we're going to look at another example. And, you know, under this new covenant that we're in, some people say, well, we don't need to look at the old covenant. No, beloved, that's not true. We need the whole counsel of God. Thank God, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. But the character of God that is revealed in the Old Testament is as true, is as accurate as the God of love that is revealed in the New Testament. If you will transgress the commandments of the Lord that have been given in the New Testament, God made it very simple through Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength, and spirit, and your neighbor as yourself. In fact, Jesus actually modified that at the Last Supper, even as I have loved you. Against these, there's all the law and the prophets are contained in, if we will fulfill those scriptures. And so, while it seems harsh to, you know, grace, what we experience as New Testament believers, it is an accurate depiction of God, because ultimately, in the fullness of time, when Jesus returned, God alone knows the heart. And in that great white throne judgment, everyone, even those who are sent away from his presence, will realize that God was justified in the choice and the decision that he made. Again, God honors our will, and it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. And so Uzziah is an example to us, but beloved, we have to understand that God is not mocked. As a man sows, that shall he reap. And so pride that lifts up the heart into self-confidence will only end in destruction. God will never forsake those who will trust him and walk in obedience before him and yield in submission to him and also obey those who have the rule or leadership over them and are little in their own eyes. And we have been given God's word. We can't transgress the word of the Lord without penalty. And so, I mean, you know, this is maybe not an easy message to preach, but I'm telling you, beloved, Jesus, though he was the very epitome of the love, God's heart and love for mankind, we have to understand, as we really read the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, really of the Holy Spirit, we will be amazed at the lessons that we can learn. And I want to share with you an example that something I never understood as I read the Word of God. A simple little incident in the life of Jesus. It sounds simple. He entered, Jesus in the 11th chapter of Mark says that he entered in Jerusalem into the temple. He looked about him upon all things. And when even was come, in other words, as the day progressed, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Okay. And on the morrow, when they were leaving Bethany, it says Jesus was hungry, okay? And seeing a fig tree, this is verse 13. Now, we have to also understand that the fig tree has been a symbol of Israel. But listen to this. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply, or maybe he could find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto him, he spoke to the tree, he said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now, when they did go to Jerusalem, what did Jesus do? At the beginning of his ministry and at the end, he cleansed the temple. He saw those who were buying and selling. He cast them out, overthrew the tables of the money changers. Boy, he really lost it, didn't he? The seed of them that sold doves. He wouldn't suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. In the Gospel of John, there's a slight difference. He said, you've made it a house of merchandise. And I won't go any further with that. So, And all right, so he curses the fig tree. And then a few verses later, the next morning, as they're going back, they see this fig tree dried up from the roots. And that's very strange, because normally a tree, unless it's really diseased in its roots, normally would wither from a lack of moisture or nutrition or whatever, or disease, the limbs and the leaves. That's what tends to show destruction initially. I know I have some pines. They're not really suited for this altitude, and red band is a fungus that will attack them. Although I have to say now, after prayer and application of certain items, fertilizer, they are now doing well. Anyway, so going back to the fig tree, they're passing by, and Peter remembers what Jesus said. He said, "Master, take a look. The fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." And then, of course, he says, "Have faith in God." He says, "Whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believes those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." And so, what do we see here? We see there was an understanding that the Jewish people that Jesus came to did not, he came to his own, or his own received him not. There was yet an extension of salvation through the Gentiles. And so this was an example, while to the natural mind, why would he curse a fig tree, that those who would not receive him would suffer the results of their rebellion and disobedience. Well, my time's flown, and we are going to look at yet another scripture as we explore the ways and methods of Jesus and the things that we can learn from them and that are important for our lives, that we have to obey the word of God. God's word does not change. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word is established in heaven, and it will not pass away. And so we need to walk with a humble heart in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And for those who do, God's mercy and God's truth is ever extended to us. Well, my time is gone, and I hope you can be with me tomorrow at the same time. If not, go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you may click on the broadcast and listen for your convenience. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.